Thanks for calling customer service. Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Who am I speaking to?
Customer service. You spoke. My name is Ulysses. How may I assist you?
Okay, Ulysses. I have a debit card that I had talked to these guys last month for stop any charges. And they're doing it again this month.
Can I have your zip code?
I want to know how I can stop the charges.
Can I have your zip code, sir?
My zip code 96778.
Can I have your name?
My name, Burton Hano Hano.
And can I have your mailing address?
15-2767 Akuli Street. I spell A-K-U-L-E. Pahoa, Hawaii. I spell Pahoa, P-A-H-O-A. Zip code 96778.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. So I'm showing down that back on May the 6th, you had went online and had selected a tactical bag to be sent out as a welcoming free gift to you to welcome you into our Factory Direct Savings Store, where you do receive a membership. You are billed monthly, and you do receive a gift card of $125 each and every month to be a member of the store and choose from exclusive items. So I'm showing down that you were billed again on May the 10th for $67.32 for being a member in the store. But however, that payment did not go through. It was declined.
It was declined, and they're doing it again. I told them I cannot afford to join the membership. It was too high, and I only have one set income, and I have to help my grandchildren. Their parents are having a hard time. So I declined that membership, and
okay.
They're charging me again this month.
So I'm showing down that has actually been canceled out, sir. I'm showing down that we don't have any charges for you.
Okay, so what is on my app is not, because it says $57 on the date is 6/11/22. That would be just what, yesterday? And it shows $57 pending. So it didn't go through yet?
It's showing $67 pending? Let me go ahead and take a look, sir, because I'm not showing. And the credit card that you're speaking of, the last four digits is 5017?
5017, correct.
No, sir. I'm showing down that we only have billing for May the 10th, and that was for $67.32, and that was declined. I'm not showing any additional charges.
Okay, so it probably won't go through because I told them to cancel back in May.
Yes, sir. I'm showing down that this was actually canceled. I'm showing it was canceled back on May the 10th.
Right, that's the one I'm talking about. Yes. And then there is another one. That is Express Script, which was done 6/4/22 for $24. And this is where I had canceled them out in February because my medication was costing too much for me to use that Express Scripts. So I canceled them in May, and I did all of my medication close to where I live with a Long's Drugs. That is where I live in Pahoa. It just so happened the nurse made one mistake and sent it to Express Script, and they went right ahead without calling me, filled out a prescription, and gave me one charge of $24.
Express, okay, so we don't handle that particular product, sir. Only thing that we're handling here is the technical bag, sir, of the purchase that you made from Technical Bag NC. So anything else that you may see on your credit card, we do not handle that. We're only monitoring from the technical back and the membership. But I already you're not a member here anymore. I'm showing down that you were already canceled out back on May the 10th.
Okay, so who can I call and make sure this doesn't happen, like put one stop? Because I did leave one notation there at Express Script for call me first, but I guess they never see that memo, and they went right ahead. And by the time I had chance for cancel, that was too late. So how can I stop for future mistake that my doctor's office might make?
Your doctor's office may make? I can't.
My doctor's the one that sent in the prescription for me.
Mm-hmm.
They sent it to the wrong place. I told them about it, and by the time they called, it was too late. And I also told Express Script that next time will give me one call. So I just want to know if there is another way where I could stop in case of future problems like this from Express Script.
Yes, sir. So I wouldn't be able to tell you how to go about getting your prescriptions filled. This is a third-party call center that handles different products from different companies. But as far as your prescriptions being filled, you would have to speak to your doctor or your or the lady at the front cabinet actually does the order of the medicines. Just tell her what type of prescription you prefer and the amounts. That's what I would suggest. But I wouldn't be able to advise you on how going about it.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate that. You have a nice day. Aloha.